more than other and than any other, because he knew something about God that frightened him, that he is not safe to the powerful in this world. That is our second thing to learn for today, that he is not safe to the powerful in this world. Jeremiah 1:10, we hear these words, "Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy, and others you will build and plant." God is dangerous to the kingdoms of this world who suppress the others, who keep down and oppress the weak, who ignore the indigent, who lack respect for human life only to protect what can be gained. And Jesus' words only years later would ring even louder to those who oppressed him and oppressed his people by gaining religious power. As he said to the Pharisees in Mark 14, "I will destroy the temple made with human hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without human hands." You see, God is dangerous for those whose possessions and powers rule their lives. When we oppress, when we put down, when we think of ourselves as greater than another who is a child of God, a human being. God is not safe to the powerful in this world. He is not safe when we live outside our will. So maybe you're thinking to this point, well, that's fine and dandy, but I'm not like the people of Nineveh, and I'm glad, praise God for that. And I'm certainly not an evil ruler trying to chase after a child and destroy it. But there is one more lesson we need to hear in this passage that's maybe more relevant for us today. That he is not safe even for those who choose to follow him. He is not safe even for those who choose to follow. He is dangerous in the way he challenges us, even the faithful. The Christmas story is filled with those who were faithful, yet God made them uncomfortable, sending them to places they didn't want to go, asking them to do things that were contrary to the norms of the day. Joseph, a simple carpenter, had a good career. The wise men, they had their thing too, but the journey they had to take. The innkeeper, his place was full. He didn't need any more money, right? Or people. The shepherds, they were just minding their own business in their field. And Mary, young Mary, a whole life ahead of her. God chooses to challenge the faithful. C.S. Lewis reminds us that God is good, yet in his own terms, which can be at times quite uncomfortable for us, he is not safe, if safety is defined by a risk-free and problem-free life. Ever been challenged by God? Ever been challenged to go somewhere you didn't want to go? Or to do something or to speak up for someone that took you out of your comfort zone? A true follower of Christ does not live in the safe zone, because being a disciple is not always about being safe. Matthew 10:16, Jesus says to his disciples, "I am sending you out like sheep among the wolves." Exciting news, huh? Boy, I'd be ready for that one. But in all of this, we learn something even more important for us to consider. And it comes to us in verse 7 of Nahum's book, or vision. "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him." All of that, and it stops there and says, "The Lord is good." And we learn that God is dangerous because he sent peace to the world. You see, I suspect that some just saw an adorable little baby. We know that some saw Jesus as a prophet because they read it. Another one would come to the land of Judah. But we know some trembled at the thought of the Lion of Judah. and yet the faithful, to the faithful, he was a Savior. God is dangerous because he sent Jesus to a dangerous place, on a dangerous mission, to go out into the world, into dangerous places, to bring the perfect gift of peace, of salvation. And he did this because God is good, as Scripture tells us. We say those words sometimes. God is good. What's the response? All the time. And all the time, God is good. So the question is, might or peace? Yes. God is mighty. And God is peace. See, I believe we can't know truly the grace of God without accepting the greatness of God. And so we have to consider at Advent, are we living in obedience to His will and His word? Have things become more powerful in our life than living for Jesus? As faithful people, are we hearing His call into dangerous places to serve, to love, and to give? Do we need to, this Advent, turn more intently to the manger and see what it speaks for us today, so we can know God's goodness and know His peace and share that with the world? "Safe," said Mr. Beaver. "Don't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you." You see, we can't know truly the grace of God without accepting the greatness of God. Christmas gives us a chance to know His might and His peace. Christmas is both, because Christmas was meant to transform the world. And so today we consider, are we ready to open the gift to where God may send the faithful, to how He may call us to rise up, to be who He has called us to be? Because I believe a wonderful surprise awaits. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank You for this gift of peace that we hear about today in Your word. May we be filled with Your glory. Calm us, but yet strengthen us. Help us to understand You, the gift You give. In Your name we pray. Amen.